For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Breanne, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we are. Good. What's the story? You said you met on one of the apps?
Yeah, I don't know. I got like head up with traditional dating. So I tried Tinder, but like, for real? Like for dating?
Oh. No. Hey, it gets a bad rep, okay? But it is not impossible to find a quality match. Some of us find our husbands that way.
That's true.
Just saying.
That's true. Was there anything in particular had you like fed up with the dating scene?
I mean, I don't know. There's just like so many just duds out there, you know? And it's a numbers game. I get that. But like, that's why I thought I'd just, you know, give Tinder a shot. Like, the terrible ones make themselves known pretty quickly, and then you're left with some like relatively decent options, or at least that's what I've been told. So
you've been told. Well, how is this working out for you?
Yeah, I mean, minus the decent options.
not great.
I don't know. Like, maybe I just like wasn't patient enough. Like, I was ready to give up completely. Like, you'd be horrified with like some of the things that these men will say or do.
Dog.
Oh no.
Yeah, no.
It's like just, oh my God, it's embarrassing. But like then one day, out of the blue, I ended up matching with this guy. I don't know. My hopes were not high when I saw the profile.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well,
it sounded positive.
It did. Any reason why or what?
I don't know. I was thinking it was just like kind of too good to be true. You know, like I just kept waiting for him to like say something gross or misogynistic or send me some unsolicited photo shoot I wasn't looking to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he was hot. He was hot. And then I thought, like, there's a 0% chance I'm not being catfished right now. You
right.
There's no way that this guy is in any, like, you know, drought that he needs help getting girls, whatever. But, like, honestly, the joke was on me because he is, like, amazing. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, keep going. Tell us more.
I mean, he was just like, oh, my God, this is so embarrassing. But, like, I don't know. He was just like really nervous and dorky at first, which I love. And we just kept going on and on, just talking. And like, I don't know, I was like super pleasantly surprised that we didn't hit like a lull in conversation.
He didn't
send me any gross pics. Like
yeah, so
I
those
said.
Never came.
No
wow.
unsolicited nudes, huh? All right. Okay.
No, we like had like, I don't, it seemed like we had something decently real. So I don't know. We decided to like make real plans and here I am. So
here you are. All right. So what happened?
I don't know. We were getting along. Like, I thought we were getting along great, honestly. And then we agreed to meet up. And, like, it's this whole thing where, like, he works days and I am a nurse. So I work nights and overnights. And, like, I don't know. It just worked out that we were able to shoehorn in, like, one meetup in an afternoon. So, like, I had somebody, like, cover my day shift. I had to like rush right over from work. But we met up for drinks and
it,
I don't know.
Well,
yeah, not
or
so
not.
Well, how did it go?
I'm leaning towards like not so well, like at all. I don't know. Like it was just like flat the entire time, which wasn't like him. Cause like I said, like the conversation was just kind of flowing when we first met. And then like, I don't know, in person, it was like pulling teeth and I don't know, like it might be on me. I was honestly like pretty exhausted. I did shuffle over there in my scrubs, not my best look. Hair could have definitely been cleaner. Bun could have been tighter.
Okay.
You know?
Right. Hey, that's fine.
You just left work.
Yeah. All right. So you think he was expecting you to be more put together or something? Or
like all dolled up or something?
I don't know.
Like scrubs aren't that bad.
I don't think so.
You like, I don't, I don't think so either. I think they're kind of cute and comfy, but like I might have looked worse than I think I look in my own head, you know? I was just like really banking on him just kind of like seeing through that and seeing that it's me, it's the girl, like, you know, the conversation's been flowing with. So like, let's keep
the
it going
inside that counts.
In real life.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's see. We're ready to knock this out. We are going to get our boy Doug on the phone. See what he has to say. That's next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
I should say I like most second daters.
Yeah.
I really liked Brienne.
She seems great.
Really liked Brienne.
Yeah.
So she was saying that, you know, she kind of gave up on traditional dating, meeting people out and about. She went on Tinder, saw a lot of frogs. Mm. But then she came across Doug.
Yeah.
Thought he was too good to be true.
Yeah.
Was so excited when they met up in person. Only the date was terrible. It was not good.
Yeah.
Not good. She's worried that she didn't impress him.
Yeah.
Because she showed
after
up
work.
From the hospital, like straight from work. She said they shoehorned it in.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I mean, that's better than nothing.
It absolutely is better than nothing.
Right?
100%.
So let's see if we can't convince Doug to give her another shot.
All right.
I think we've got him lined up.
Yes.
Hey, is this Doug?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. Doug, how you doing?
I'm okay. What's up? Is this about the tickets that I won? I thought you guys said I was getting an email on Friday.
No, this is different.
Was it with us?
No, I think it was with Brody.
Okay, oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
So, we'll get that figured out here in a second, I promise. But this is actually a free date package that we have. So you're just a super lucky guy.
I know.
I guess, Doug. So we'll pay for you to basically do anything you want, like on a night out. So you just have to go out with a girl that we choose. It is someone you've been out with before, so not like a complete stranger. And she's actually the one who entered you for this prize in the first place. Any ideas like who we might be talking about or alluding to?
I've got an idea, yeah.
I'll narrow it down for you. It's Brienne. You remember Brienne?
Oh, okay. That's actually a little bit better than I was expecting.
Hey!
Nice.
That's a great start.
Thank you. What are we thinking?
I'm leaning towards a no on this one.
Oh.
All right.
Not a great start.
Just in case it didn't convey, this is basically a blank check, man, for like a dream date. Like, so how bad did this date go where you wouldn't want that?
I just think that she's kind of, I mean, I don't want to be mean about it. She's kind of an airhead.
What?
Okay, that's like
what do you mean?
I mean, basically, okay, so she's a nurse,
right.
So that's already some kind of terrifying. But she seems right. Kind of, okay, so we meet out for drinks after her shift, and she was hauling it from the hospital or whatever. She sits down, and my first thought was, man, I really don't remember this girl having this many tattoos.
Oh.
Now, I know we didn't meet in person yet, but in her pictures, I never noticed it, you
okay.
know? So it wasn't a big deal, and, you know, I'm not anti-tattoo or anything,
okay.
but it's her entire lower arm and her hand, they were just marked up. Okay.
Right.
So I started to look a little bit closer and it was writing. She had written all over her hands and her arms. She wrote these little notes. Now I'm trying to take all of this in, maintain a conversation, but I'm looking at that. It's not making sense.
Okay.
Sorry, what part didn't make sense?
Oh, okay. All right. This is one of the things where you call her too.
Yes,
right?
yes, yeah. It is. And yes, we
okay,
do.
Okay. Hi, Brienne. Like, not only did the notes not make sense, but the entire idea of you doing it in general made no sense. Do you not have short-term memory? Are you 6 years old?
Artist, maybe?
Wow, insulting. I have to say, like, I'm not loving the tone here right now, so... Like, so what? I write notes. Like, I guess I could carry around a notebook. It's just, like, way easier to write it on my arm and just keep it moving. Because, like, I don't know. I've been doing a ton of shifts back to back. They just kind of start to add up. I'm just, like, I'm hardly, like, the only one who does this at the hospital. Like, I don't think it's weird.
Okay.
It's a little weird. Those are, like, people's vitals and their medical stuff from your job. That seems like it's
really?
Unethical. And then it's mixed with other things. Yeah, no, it was mixed with other things on her arm, like a grocery list of some kind, a pork chop recipe, something about
wow.
your cat that I couldn't make out.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I keep that one on there because, like, he's got a digestive issue and it just, like, reminds me to give him this pill.
Oh.
That one I honestly should get tattooed. Like, that one's serious. Like, you've You've honestly never seen anyone do this, like, hand to God. You've never seen this.
I have never in my life seen a professional woman just writing notes on herself on her arm. No, it makes you look sloppy, for one. Doesn't the hospital have a problem with this?
Well, I think they'd have more of a problem if I didn't write that down and I just made it up.
Swing
or,
it.
Like, switched up people's vitals.
Swing it. Whatever.
That's definitely
yeah.
true.
I mean, like, at the end of the day, they just want me to do my job, which I do. And, like, damn well, might I add. I don't know. Like, people do this all the time, not just here. I stand by that.
Okay,
yeah. Outside of elementary school, no. No. She's crazy, right?
No. Look, I mean, I haven't done it. I don't do that. That's
yeah, I don't
mean.
Think it's weird.
No.
Yeah.
It might not be as strange as you think. I really don't think it is. Okay, outside of the note thing, just so I ask, is there any other problem?
Yeah, is this
yeah,
it?
This is it?
This is it.
No, it's just, it makes her seem like she's kind of a disaster, you know, like she doesn't have her together, like she's trying really hard.
Okay.
And I know that she feels that way because that was also written on her head.
Okay, so some mantras too. All right, look, we've got your number. Hang around the radio for a minute and listen, because we're gonna play around with this. And if you don't change your mind about all this, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then whatever, no
and,
big deal.
And hey, Doug, the ticket thing, I'll reach back out in a few minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, thanks, guys.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.